Chloe. Fa-la-la-fucking-law. I can't lie in bed all morning avoiding the day, and yet here I am. The Christmas lights strung on the large snow-covered hedge outside my window do little to get me in the spirit of what needs to happen for the day. The reflections of the twinkling lights dance on the frosted window pane, creating a myriad of colors. But it all feels hollow. I draw in a deep breath, tasting pine and cinnamon from the scented candle I've kept lit since first waking, in a failed attempt to get me in the mood for work. Chloe Hallman, social media influencer, can't exactly be a Scrooge during the holidays, especially when you're the brand ambassador for Moth to the Flame Designs, a jewelry company that makes a huge portion of their annual profits this time of year. But right now, I'm a stark contrast to the polished, always cheerful Chloe Hallman who adorns Instagram feeds and social media timelines. The festive cheer, the joyful banter, and the lively pictures of me draping costume jewelry on with cherry cheeks are all part of the job. Chloe Hallman is a brand, an icon of merriment in the wintry days of December. But that's not me, not today. Today, I'm just Chloe. With a sigh, I throw back the cozy quilt and swing my legs over the edge of the bed. My feet touch the icy wooden floor as I rummage through my closet for a suitable outfit. Something green and red, perhaps, with a touch of gold. A laugh that should feel natural surfaces as I pull out a rather ostentatious Christmas jumper. Remind me again why people love these things? My phone rings, and I know there are only a few people in my life that would call me rather than text. Glancing at the screen, I see it's Aunt Sue. Of course it's her. I hesitate for a moment before answering, the gaudy jumper still dangling from my other hand. "Hi, Aunt Sue," I say, trying to inject some cheer into my voice. "Oh, sweetie, I'm so glad I caught you. I know you couldn't make it to Thanksgiving this year, but we'd really love to have you for Christmas." "I know, flights are atrociously expensive right now, but I saw Southwest was running a deal to Phoenix, and they really have improved their customer service, and yeah, anyway, I thought I'd give you a call." Her voice is as warm and syrupy as ever. I grimace, glad she can't see my face. "I really appreciate the invite, but I know you said you're allergic to cats, but they have great medicine for that now, and Aunt Sue," I interrupt, pinching the bridge of my nose, "it's not just about the cats." There's a pause on the other end of the line, and I can almost hear the gears turning in her head. "Oh," she says, her voice dropping an octave. "It's a really busy time of year for me with work." There's an awkward silence. "I know your mother wouldn't want you to be alone during the holidays," she begins. "And Aunt Sue, please." I cut her off, my voice sharper than I intend. I take a deep breath, softening my tone. "I know you mean well, but I'm not alone. I have friends here and plans." It's not entirely a lie. I have friends, even if our plans are more of the maybe we'll grab a drink variety than anything concrete. "Well, if you change your mind," she trails off, hope still lingering in her voice. "I'll let you know," I say, knowing I won't. We spend the next 10 minutes catching up and having small talk, but I can still sense her disappointment. As I hang up the phone, a wave of guilt washes over me. I'm not allergic to cats, for one, and I could easily make the trip to Phoenix. My excuses are weak. I know Aunt Sue means well, but the thought of spending Christmas with my extended